What's going on with Skype? Skype must be on this monthly. I think Skype has a period. That's why I believe Skype is female. Because
you're so silly. That ain't right. That ain't right.
So back to your t-shirt. Now, what did the t-shirt say again?
It says, "Hating me won't make you pretty."
Like I said, I just love little cute t-shirts that say they got little cute sayings and shit.
Me too. My I had a Christmas shirt.
Huh? Now, see, some type of t-shirt needs just a cute saying. But what you about to say about your Christmas shirt?
I said my Christmas t-shirt said I put out for Santa. And people were just staring at me like, what does your shirt say? It says I put out for Santa.
Damn,
and then I had another one that said.
I just wanted some milk and cookies.
Yeah. So I like shirts that say funny stuff too.
Oh my God. So,
people say, what? Yeah.
Yeah, because now my favorite shirt always been my face up here for the girls that got like the big titties. That was my favorite t-shirt. I remember a girl wore that. I was like, no, you read the t-shirt, right? I'm like, yes, that's why my face down here. I'm reading the t-shirt. Now I can come up and look at your face. Like, hey, how you doing? So what's been going on, madam?
I've just been working, getting back into the swing of things. You know, same shit, different day.
Yeah, because I know everything slowed down at the beginning of the year, per se. What have you, and everything. Now I know everything picking it up. You got the Exoticas coming up with Chicago I'm just going to ignore it if it's going in and out. Hopefully it's on the playback. It doesn't do that, but if it don't, we'll work with it. I don't even feel like going through. But anyway, back to my point. So what do you mean by getting back in the swing of things? What it was like you were just getting over the holidays or?
Well, you know, I had to sit still. I kind of got forced. I had health stuff going on, so that caused me to sit still. Yeah. So I missed. November for Exotica. I had things lined up. I had play parties. I had all these different things lined up. The universe had other plans. Sat my ass down. So I've been sitting down for since October, November. So now I'm just making content and I'm trying to reach out to people at work and get back into expos and all that stuff, you know.
Well, yeah, because sometimes life be life. And which is funny because which is funny because you said you took a step back because of health reasons. But it don't seem like it on the internet. Don't seem like.
Oh yeah, no hell. I gotta be on the internet. Like I feel like if I don't be on the internet and I'm not active, then it's harder for me to get my following and my engagement up again. So like if I don't post, then it's hard for me to reach my followers. So I feel like I have to stay active on even when I don't feel like it, which sucks because that shit is draining as fuck. But I feel like I have to consistently post because otherwise you'll get lost in the sauce.
Yeah, because that was something I was telling girls back in the day when I was managing them, was that the whole purpose is to shoot as much content as you can because you never know what happens that might take you out the game and you don't want the people to know you out the game. As much as people sit there and say, no, they're going to be super fake. No, they ain't. No, because if you ain't pumping... Even back then, it was, what have you done for me lately? You sit there and go unactive on that Twitter for about 2-3 months and see if that don't hurt your pockets. Your sales go up when you promote more. Your sales suffer when you don't promote as much.
Exactly.
Yeah, people don't realize
that. Exactly.
I mean, don't feel bad because people think podcasting is... No, it's not easy. No. Actually, it was harder than porn.
Really?
Yes, it is. Because
why?
Well, let's see. One, because we have to keep people entertained with conversation. That's one. Mm-hmm. So they ain't watching us because we fucking. They watching us because we talking. You know, mm-hmm. period. Two, I don't want to go into the editing because now when you talk about, that's why I hate when I had to stop a show because the shit mm-hmm. that, one, because I got an old computer, laptop, and we're going to get a new one. Mm-hmm. And it takes a fucking ever for that shit to publish. When I have to put it together, I don't want to go mm-hmm. into and editing a trailer or even a clip for an audio mm-hmm. for an audio or even a video when it comes to podcasts is it's not about what she's doing, it's what she's saying. So you're trying to find the little spot that's gonna draw people in with the conversation and make them want to go listen to the whole episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you made a trailer for a porn video, you know, period. You make mm-hmm. it to where it excites the person so much that they want to go subscribe, you know?
Yeah.
But which is crazy as fuck because my podcasting got me nominated. Yeah, y'all gonna see all you missed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So shoot, but it was a good thing that you had so much content from pictures and video that they didn't mm-hmm. notice that you was missing. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is difficult because I already posted online. So I had a stroke. I told her. So Jesus. During that, it left me paralyzed on the right side of my body. So I couldn't move my arm, my hands, like that whole side. I wasn't able to walk, turn. I was in a wheelchair, like all that stuff. They had to pull me up out of bed to go use the bathroom. Like that's what I was going through. So that's what stopped me from showing up at Exotica in November. Like I said, I had that whole weekend was full of like parties and appearances. So like I said, when I say that I was told to sit down, like I had no choice, I sat the fuck down. So since then I've been like rehab, I'm good, like I'm walking now without assistance, like all that stuff, but I still have issues with like nerve mm-hmm. sensitivity, pain and all that stuff. But for the most part, you wouldn't be able to tell that I had a stroke now if I didn't tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I try.
Now I'm just trying to get back. I said trying to get back into sex work and because I'm home, so I'm unemployed. I'm home, so I'm getting back into sex work, which for me, I'm trying to avoid doing like meetups and stuff like how I did when I first started. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my stuff is going to be more online based. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. Because it's not the same. During COVID, it was easy to get
money. Yeah, but not everybody outside now.
Not everybody outside and they want to meet up. Yeah.
So with that being said, hello, smokers. Tricky. Welcome to the Smokers Lounge. You know I am Kevin Arthur, Southern Champ, aka the Porn Rap Star. Find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/Porn Rap Star. Three sponsors to tell you about. Two, because the first one, I'm still waiting for the site to come the fuck back up. I'm like, damn. I'm sending y'all to the empty site, so I'm going to stop saying the shit. So it's two right now. So with that being said, mm-hmm. the first one being the hottest adult magazine in the game, eroticismmagazine.com. And next up, award-winning, award-nominated, voiceover with Smut. They even have award-nominated virtual reality side of their website. And y'all go check out the Special Smoke episode that's going to drop I don't know if it's gonna drop before this episode or after, with me, with the Center Photographers, we break down and discuss virtual reality all the way down. I'm talking about none other than BushErotica.com. Also, a proud member of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. That's still up. So go over to shopgwdistrict.com and buy something, why don't you? Also, check me out 5 days out of the week on FullSwapRadio.com. Also at SkyWire.TV.com as well as the BGP LLC app. Gerald, we will get together so we can discuss some wrestling. So just, you got to catch me on the right day, brother. That's all I got to say. So that being said, you know over there looking sexy. And please don't hate because it's going to make you look ugly. You know what I'm saying? She's gorgeous, she's beautiful, and she's back to business. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Madame Chantel Latale. Tell everyone.
Hey.
So,
everyone.
I know you were scared shitless with Deathstroke because
absolutely.
My biggest fear, I work in a rest home. So my biggest fear is my ass end up in one before my time. You know what I'm saying? And being in the wheelchair. So I know it was real scary when that happened to you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I'm only in my 30s. So like, and when it happened, they're like, how are you 30 something and have a stroke? And I had two. And then after I had the stroke during the hospital stay, I had a seizure. So like, it just was a lot going on. When I say scary, hell yeah, it was scary. I got kids, like, I got shit popping, you know, like, yeah, it was a stressful time, absolutely.
Yeah, because it was the point that getting back to normal, you know, period. Because like I said, I know you felt good when you saw that your paralysis started to break, you know, period. Because you can't use one side of your body. And also, I know it's very demoralizing having to be in a wheelchair. People have to help you and stuff like that. I see it, like I said, in the rest home. They give up after a while. You know what I'm saying? So with you now getting back, like I said, you say you're doing more the virtual versus the meetups. So it's kind of like, will you eventually do meetups again?
I'm trying to put off meetups for as long as possible because, again, a lot of my work was dominatrix work. And with that, you have to meet up. You have to be able to provide those services to your submissives.
And it's way more physical than AKA full service. It's being a dominatrix is more physical than fucking. Believe it or not.
It is. Like, no shade, no tea. Yes, it is. So I'm trying to sit back and try to avoid doing the meetups for as long as possible. It depends because now I'm back on OnlyFans, so I'm hoping like shit picks up a little bit. Like, I'm giving this free trial to get people to subscribe again for a little bit, and then hopefully I don't have to resort back to meetups because I don't have the energy for it, or like really the stamina, you know, right now.
Because if my smokers gonna understand why we say a fetish / BDSM meetup is way more physically taxing than that of just a full service where the guy gets pussy and head. Explain to the viewers so they can understand, the listeners, so the smokers, so they can understand why we say that.
Okay, so if I was doing full service, you'd come in, we'd you know, basically hook up, money exchange, we're done. When I have a sub that's coming to me for, let's say, because I've had pegging, I've had, you know, body worship, I've had all the things, I'm giving you the attention, like I'm pretty much tapping into you. I have to tease you. I have to, you know, like all these things, like it takes a lot. It takes a lot. And then like, if I'm pegging you, I'm fucking you. So then it's like, all right, not only do I have to talk to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, now I gotta fuck you. You know, like,
and women find out from pegging, y'all really respect, y'all respect us more because y'all see how much work it takes for us to fuck y'all doggy style.
Oh yeah, no, like yeah. Oh, I don't broke a strap in somebody's booty hole. So yeah, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot.
Did you get it out?
I did, but it broke and it was like, damn. And yeah, it was like, yeah, it was really interesting.
He had squinchy ass. Mama said, squinch your ass, nigga. Squinch your ass. Oh, God. I know he didn't know how to handle that. Like, damn, she would fuck the shit out of me. She broke the shit.
Yeah, basically, like, she done fucked the shit out of me.
No, I want to tell you what's funny. People don't realize you can break a real dick.
Yeah.
And I know a porn star that it happened to.
Really? Damn.
I know a porn star that happened to. I ain't going to say who the name is. He's a prominent porn star. And I remember when it happened. And I heard about it. Goddamn girl.
Whoa.
See, when y'all ride the dick squat and y'all want to go hard, be mindful that you don't go so far up that the dick falls out, and then you come back down, and let's just say, yeah, he had to get some, you know, surgery. She fucked it up.
Damn.
So it can't happen, goddamn. Don't think. Absolutely. The human dicks can break. Absolutely. No different than that of the fake ones, baby. Trust me. So shoot, yeah. So I mean, yeah, because to be honest with you, it's kind of like. And plus, on top of that, with a full service, once he nut, he done. So he didn't get an hour, and he done came in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
These sessions we talking about, she talking about, they want the full fucking hour.
Yeah, it's an hour. It's an hour. I don't do less than an hour. My sessions, they aren't less than an hour because I also include, I'd say maybe 45 minutes of actual whatever it's going to be. And then the last couple of minutes is aftercare. Whatever that may be, whether we're talking, we're smoking, we're drinking, whatever we're doing, you know, if I'm rubbing you down, whatever, then that's, you know, so it's an hour. It's nothing less than an hour.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. And I had a client who, he paid for me the whole night. And he was my submissive and he was a sissy. So a lot of the stuff, like he wanted me to come in, like, you know, I came in from work. He'd be with the apron on in the heels, serve me my drink, roll me my blunt, you know, like my food was waiting, my snacks, my drink and all that. Then, you know, we do what we do. And then I'd stay pretty much the whole night and he would sleep on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh, by the way, people, if you notice, she never said they had sex.
No. No. No.
And I'm sorry. That's a true hustler. To me. Girl in the strip club and get all the money out of you and she never came out of her clothes. That's the difference. To me, the true best sex workers are the females in the femdom, the domination of BDSM, because they do not have to fuck their clientele to get money out of them.
Mm-mm.
But some of y'all motherfuckers ain't good at it, so y'all have to fuck y'all clientele. No, because them motherfuckers know the real from the fake, man. They know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I had a wonderful conversation with a lady. Y'all need to go check out her interview. Another special smoke, Bella DeJour. It's funny listening to how dominatrix and BDSM was in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a lot of y'all. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't a lot, especially black girls.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a lot. So you can imagine the money that these girls made because it wasn't that many. Now, everybody, mm-hmm, they might want to be a goddamn dom.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, Everybody. Everybody. Yeah.
But why is it for females? Okay, then I'm gonna ask you this. Why is it that females want to go that route, even though they're not built it? Many of them are not built that way. Because I truly believe to be a dominatrix, you're built that way. You actually damn near born it. Mm-hmm. You know, because you just an alpha female. You've been an alpha female mm-hmm. your whole life. It's just different type of alphas. Let's make this clear. Not every female alpha is going to humiliate a motherfucker. No, some of them is that goddess, that sweet talk mommy. mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, why do girls want to go that route? Is it because they figure it's easy money? Or is it because it's popularized?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that a lot of females have this impression that, especially with femdom, like, oh, all I have to say is pay me, fuck you, pay me, and people will pay you. And that's not all there is to the game. Like, you actually have, it's a business. I have to advertise, I have to market myself to you. You know what I'm saying? I have to consistently put myself out there. It's not just hopping on Twitter and being like, oh, you know, pay me, or like cat, like pay pig, you know, I'm looking for a pay pig. Like, it's that's not all there is. And then I think there are Twitter doms, I call them Twitter doms, who have made it popular. So not everybody feels like, oh, I could do this. This is easy. I don't have to fuck nobody. And they just give me money. That's it. Like, no, that's not all there is. So I think femdom is popular. And people are getting into femdom because it's appealing to just have niggas pay you money. Like, that's what it is. The actual act of being a dominatrix, it's work.
Yeah. Because, see, it's the reason why they say a lot of times you're trained. Mm-hmm. It's a reason for that. Because the reason why a dom, one, because we start off as submissives anyway. Mm-hmm. Then we learn to be doms, you know, period. Mm-hmm. But like I say, it has to be within us anyway. It had to be within us, you know, mm-hmm. because one, just like you said, with marketing yourself. Marketing yourself mm-hmm. as a dominatrix is different than marketing yourself as a porn star. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of girls miss that. They mm-hmm. don't want to see your pussy. They don't give a fuck about you sucking dick. Actually, most of these damn subs think that you're submissive when you're getting fucked. mm-hmm. And they don't want to see you in that position because to them, you lost power. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, explain to people the difference between promote yourself as a dominatrix versus just a regular porn star on fans girl.
If I'm going to, because I do both. So for me, when I first started as a dominatrix, it was more like a tease and denial. Like, I'm more teasing you with what I look like. I'm, you know, I might have a toy in my hand, or like, you know, I'm telling you what I'm gonna do to you, or I'm calling you a loser, or I'm talking about your little dick and I'm going like this, and the like, what the fuck is this? Like, that's marketing for a dominatrix. If I, for the more of the content creating side of me, the porn side of me, yeah, I'm playing with my pussy online. I'm, you know, showing my body a little bit more. You're gonna see me fucking somebody. You might see clips because that's what I'm selling. I'm selling you actual sex. Mm-hmm. As a dominatrix, I'm marketing services. I'm marketing a fantasy. I'm marketing expert. They want experts. They want pros. So you got to be able to say, like, I'm a professional. I have training. People want to know all this stuff. The same way when I'm I'm taking on a new client, the same way I vet them to make sure they have experience, they have references, you know, what kind of, you know, all of those things, but they're doing the same thing for you. So when I hop on Twitter and I'm saying I'm a dominatrix, they're looking, they're scrolling, like, okay, has she worked with other people? What is she talking about? What's her content looking like? Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, it's there's a difference.
Yeah, because when it comes to Now, even subs, they give a damn if you actually had a sub or not. Like, I done had subs ask me, hey, you ever had a slave? I'm like, yeah, male and female. You know what I'm saying? And it attracts me. That's how I got my pay pick. I got another dude, another sub that want to pay me to, he just watched me jerk off. Stand across the room, pay me $200 jerk off. I said, hey, let's do it. Let's do it. I said, just understand. You know what I'm saying? And a lot, and here's the other thing people don't realize. Some of the, a lot of these subs, all these subs don't want to fuck. It kills fantasy having sex with you.
They don't want at all. it's not it's more mental stimulation. It's more like mind fucking somebody, pretty much.
And that's why I think that a lot of the girls in the industry don't get when they try to get into this. Is that you have to build up a track record to attract the type that you get. And they don't realize you don't never choose a sub. The sub chooses you. And if you have a fan base and fetish, you got a loyal fan base. Because I'm going to say this now. They're more loyal than a content fan is. Because truth believe, they have one girl they're going to go watch. Porn fan will watch a bunch of girls. He'll subscribe to a bunch of shit. No, they're going to spend money on that one lady. And so it's kind of like, that's what I mean by a lot of times these girls don't do the research to understand how this works. And then they get mad and it don't work. And they even got the, especially this generation, they don't want to go ask. They don't want to go ask.
Well, that, you know, it's a lot of gatekeeping and both industries. So,
oh no, but see, I can see why, because I had this conversation numerous times. It was no different than the escort business. When that got saturated, it fucked it up because one, it lessened the money because it created competition. But whenever you saturate, because when I think about what she said at the time, on the West Coast, it was six dominatrix. She was one of six. She was the only one that was black, and she was fair-skinned. She knew that she got in the door because she was fair-skinned. You know, period. She said, well, no, it was more than seven. And I think she was saying it was seven blacks. I can't remember. I got to go back and listen to the episode. I ain't going to do that too many times me to edit it. So, but anyway. But the fact that it wasn't that many dominatrix, the fact that BDSM was that low underground compared to porn, you know what I'm saying? Which is the reason why they made so much money back then, because there wasn't much competition. You know, not every girl wanted to be a dom. Hell, they didn't even want to even admit that they were a dom. They wanted to keep that underground. I remember when I met a girl that escorted, that did massage. I thought that the little shit that she had in the car that had flavor was some candy. I looked and felt it and said, no, these flavor condoms. Wait a second. You ain't just massaging, are you?
Shit.
You're a little happy Indian. But no, but that's what I mean. It's when it gets saturated. Now the BDSM side is getting saturated. You know, and what the problem with saturation is, a lot of the saturation is not is people that don't understand how it works. You know, and I kind of understand why. It's the same reason why a girl told me, don't tell him about Raleigh Durham. You had too many girls come there. You don't fuck with money. So now you think the reason why the gatekeeping is so heavy, especially with it's more heavy with BDSM than that of porn. Way more heavy. You know what I'm saying? So do you think that's the reason why it's more heavier? Because they want to make sure they don't get too saturated that the money gets fucked up?
The money will get fucked up because there are people who are saying they're doms and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So there's a lot of like unethical practices. So that's why the money's getting fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have a type regardless. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's enough money for everybody. It's the people who don't know what they're doing who are fucking the game up for us. Honestly. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, y'all fuckers can fuck it up. Yeah, y'all can fuck up a wet dream. So now, moving on to what we said we're going to discuss. Mm-hmm. Ever since interracial came into the business, the one black, well, I'm going to start here. Like Malcolm X said, the most unappreciated is a black woman. The most done wrong is a black woman. The most fucked over is a black woman, which is so true. So in porn, the interracial took over. Guess who lost their seat at the table? Black female porn stars. Guess who really lost even more to seat at the table? Black BBWs. You know, period. Because we're interracial, when I came in the game, black BBWs dominated the BBW spectrum. Interracial came in, white girls took over. Now in 2023, I looked and saw in the AVN nomination, we had, I think, two.
It was like two, two Dallas. Girls. There's another girl.
And Slurpee Goddess.
And Slurpee, yep.
Yeah. AKA
yeah,
Go Deep.
Yeah.
They got nominated. You feel me? Black BBWs have become popular, and even more so, even more popular in BDSM and in fetish lately. So, with you being on both sides of things, BDSM fetish, as well as on the porn side, because you have done boy girl, you do the solos. What do you contribute to the uptick and the rise of the black BBW again?
I feel like, and I'm going to disagree with you. I feel like it's on the rise, but it's like slowly creeping. Like, I feel like I know so many dope black BBW porn stars. And when I look at the AVN nominations, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, you understand what I'm saying? I was like, what is this?
My bad, it was three. Cause Marley. Marley. I'm so sorry, Marley. Marley, it was three. Which I was happy for Marley, because Marley been needing it. Shit, y'all should have been gave a fucking nomination a long time.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the person who won was Alex Blair, who actually won last year. Right?
Yeah.
So I feel like we're not getting the respect. We're not getting the accolades that we deserve. Because I know so many dope black BBW, like, porn stars. It's ridiculous. You understand what I'm saying? And then even, like, I know I'm trying to put myself out there because I'm considering doing boy-girl content. And shooting with companies that want, you know, the more fetish, more, like, and it's difficult for me because either I'm not fair-skinned enough, I don't look exotic, or I don't have the body type. I am a black woman, and my body is shaped like a natural black woman. I have no enhancements. Everything on me is all natural, and it's tough. You know, it's tough, and I feel like unless I fuck a white guy, maybe then should it get popping for me. That's how I feel. You understand? Like, that's how I feel. I feel like, and I'm sorry, it's Black History Month. This is for the niggas. Okay.
Because for me, it's like this. I like seeing that the black BBWs are now going to the cosplay. They're going to the fetish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Beforehand, you couldn't get a black girl to do no cosplay. You couldn't get them to do fetish. You know what they say? That's white girl shit. That's white girl shit. Feet fetish, that's white girl shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, period. I even remember when the feeder feedy was hot. You didn't see black girls doing it. It was white girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which that what really popped off the white BBW, you want to be honest. Them mm-hmm. eating. We were killing in porn. We mm-hmm. were the ones on the goddamn motherfucker had the series. DVDs mm-hmm. and shit. You know what yeah. I'm saying? So it's kind of like, so to me, what it, because you're saying it's creepy. What's making it creep? Because it's kind of like, one, at one point I made the statement, it was a long time ago, I said, I hate that I can't even name the top five black BBWs in the game, or even mm-hmm. five. You know, mm-hmm. now I can name 10. So it's mm-hmm. kind of like, there's more popping up, and they're making mm-hmm. noise, you know. Mm-hmm. Really. And I think part of it is because you have more men, talents, willing to shoot with these black BBWs.
Mm-hmm.
From the Thor, to Black Rose, to mm-hmm. Artemis, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And top talent is not only willing to shoot with them, but actually tag the motherfuckers when they promote mm-hmm. you know, yep. period. So, which yeah. was something I didn't necessarily see a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So is it that these entities are seeing the money that black BBWs can make, or it's something else?
I believe it's the fetish. It's the we're in the time of big asses, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's everywhere. Big asses, the BBLs. So, you know, that's where we're at. So it's the fetish. It's the she got the big ass, she got the big titties, mm-hmm. and I feel like last part you were talking about, like the cosplay. I feel like as a black creator, I've always been into cosplay, but again, like that's white people shit. Yeah. I feel like now it's like, no, I can do cosplay and y'all can get it. Like mm-hmm. I did what, Snow White, and mm-hmm. which is funny. I dropped it on February 1st, and people was like, how are you dropping Snow White on February 1st, the beginning of Black History Month? Snow White was what? a child, pretty white princess with mm-hmm. white skin and black hair, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, how did you just do that? I said, because why not? I can be in these spaces. And I feel like not for the people who aren't, like, because like the Thor and all the male talent who are yeah. willing to work with us and who love us, like genuinely
mm-hmm.
love us, I feel like they know where this shit, so they're getting more comfortable with creating this content, and they're seeing like, oh, this shit sells. Like people want this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a mixture of both. It's a mixture of, like, everything. I feel like but it's still moving slowly. You know what I'm saying? Like I needed to pop up. Like, let's go.
The reason why it's moving slowly, because we need the freak mobs. We need the middle range companies. Mm-hmm. to shoot more black BBWs. And actually, mm-hmm. if you want to be technical about it, shoot more black-on-black porn.
Yes.
Because, mm-hmm. see, when black-on-black porn became less popular, that killed it, too. Because a lot of the yeah. DVDs that dropped that the black BBWs were popular in, they were fucking black dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of that the reason why interracial kind of killed the black BBW to a certain extent. Because... Mm-hmm. the companies that were shooting black on black porn where the BBWs had a home left mm-hmm. and everybody wanted yep. to do interracial. Mm-hmm. You know, period. I mean, even to the point, no disrespect to Plumber Pass. I only seen them shoot maybe like three, maybe four dark skinned girls ever.
Now, yeah, you have to either look, you're either white, you look exotic. You gotta look mm-hmm. fair skinned, And I said this. I just said the same thing. I said, look, I'm looking to get back into like take my porn to the next level. And yeah. I really want to start working with companies. But again, I want to work with a company who has representation of people who look like me.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. I don't see that. I don't see it. I don't see it. I do not see it. It's rare. Like, I think I watched like a lot of like BBW on Highway.
Yeah.
I can catch him every now and then. Honestly, don't judge me. I don't watch a lot of like boy girl porn. Yeah. I watch like gay porn. I watch like two dudes fucking porn. Like that's funny because like.
There was a lot of women. If y'all notice, if you look at what women actually search, they search the gay porn way more than straight porn.
Yep.
It's funny. Yep. Why y'all like watching two dudes fuck?
I don't know. It does something to me. It does something to me. I love me some gay porn.
Oh my god, I do.
Well,
I can't talk for so much. I can't watch two men, but I can watch a transgender and a woman in a heartbeat.
That's on my bucket list.
Which I even go for it. I would love it. And see, that's the other thing too. I want to see more black girls do some transgender do some transgenders.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, let me say that again. So I can say it right, so y'all won't counsel me. Transgender women.
Yes.
Because I just took a thing at my job where they say you can't say transgender to a transgender, they'll be offended. So transgender woman. but like I said, because I mean, especially a black transgender woman
mm-hmm.
and a black woman, that'll be hot to me. Anything black on black, to me, I want to see more of because we don't see enough of it.
Look, I would love to, like, but I don't see it. I don't see much of it, and it's just really, I don't know, it's discouraging.
Yeah, because it was kind of like, even back in the day, us as talent, we made the point to shoot the black girls.
Mm-hmm.
One, because interracial wasn't popping like that yet. But mm-hmm. it was, the whole point was, we shot the black girls because the black girls were the one that was getting the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I made more money off of black BBWs in Hollywood than mm-hmm. I did. And trust me, I made money shooting white BBWs. But mm-hmm. my real money came from black BBWs sending their asses to Hollywood and DVDs, which mm-hmm. majority of black BBWs. So it's kind of mm-hmm. like to me, and they always made the most money, even when it came to the tricky. Mm-hmm. Shit, the ones that was on tour, shit, the white girls took their cue from the black girls. Let's keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it 100. You know, period. You know, for the Superstar Triple X, this is the Supreme Diva, the Farrah Foxes, you know what I'm saying? Cindy mm-hmm. Kisses, my girl Miss Caution, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, but I think what I think it is that I don't think interracial is going to die out, but it's going to get old at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I'm smelling black on black is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm seeing more of it a little bit. Yes, mm-hmm. it's slowly moving. But mm-hmm. like I said, I see that more talent are making it a point to shoot black on black. Mm-hmm. You know, period.
Yep. Inclusivity. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to see more like black film companies and that black film company, let me say this, that are professional. Because there are people out there with cameras who are like, oh, I can do it. And then you're like, no, you're giving me skeevies, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's tricky.
Yeah.
It's
now, what we ain't gonna never see is a company that exclusively shoot black on black porn. We ain't gonna see that no more. Mm-hmm. And there used to be companies that was like that. West Coast Production was like that for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much ethnic. Let's just make that clear. Because even with mm-hmm. Base of Angles, you didn't see many white girls. You saw Hispanic, you saw mm-hmm. black for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think we'll ever get back to where a company shoot exclusively black on black?
I feel like I would say yeah, but it won't be as popular as it was before. I feel like there's a company that shoots Black Touch. Aren't they strictly like black?
Yeah.
Isn't it Black Touch, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's companies that I know is they shoot, but we talking about Like, major you mean, level, because like, at least mid-level AVN. I can tell everybody is there's levels in this. You have the high-level AVN. That's the A-list. That's your Playboys, your Hustlers, your Vivids, your Wicked Pictures, your Brazzers. You have the mid-level. That's where you go with Blush. That's where Blush is at. That is where Rodney Moore is at. That is where Score is at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Score is not considered top level. No matter how much they've been around, they're not top echelon. You know, period. And then you have the people that is not AVN. I'm talking about the AVN mid-level. Because mid-level, it was a whole lot of companies that shot black on black porn. Mm-hmm. Black Magic, Black Ice. Where was the other one? West Coast Productions used to do it. Heatwave, Vase of Angle. Mm-hmm. I can go down my list. I could name it one time 15 companies that did that. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't name one company that's AVN certified that does all black porn.
No, absolutely no. There isn't. And I don't think, I don't want to say that we never will, because the hope is that we will. Like, somebody got to be the first to do, you know, something, you know. I would hope so. But when, I don't know. Like, look, people thought we would never have a black president. And look, so anything possible.
Because, I mean, you know, I go look down the actual nominees for the other side of AVN, which is the awards that are chosen by a committee. Did not see one all black scene. Not one.
No.
And not all black cast, not all. I don't know if they even put out a DVD / title that's all black anymore. The last one I remember was Ethnicity. That was the last all black release. And I don't know what it did number wise. They had a goddamn all star cast. Prince Rock, Missy Stone. John something. They had a whole bunch of them, and that was the last one I saw. I was like,
It's just, I don't know what it is.
Well, shoot. Well, I mean, you do as a boy, girl. Ooh, wee. I remember the couple ones I saw, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to, you know, start doing some boy-girl scenes. Just to add some new stuff to, you know.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, I always say this. Even the Instagram models that people follow and love, they have one fuck video or two. One to draw traffic or what have you, you know, and plus to be a little bit risque / controversial, you know, period. But my point is, at some point, you will have to fuck someone in order to advance your career, because fans want to see boy girl. At some point, if you've been in the game long enough, they're gonna want to see what you can do with a real dick. So, what made you decide to look into doing more boy girl content? And we're talking about fucking.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. I think I put it off for as long as I possibly could. And a lot of the companies don't want to just shoot somebody who's going to do solo content. You know, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I can do some really good solo stuff. Like, I have a good playlist playing in the back. Like, I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna do all the things. But, like, that's not where the money is at, unfortunately.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. One of your scenes probably will be a solo, but that ain't gonna be the one. Trust me, they're going to ask you, well, I mean, okay, you do solo, but you want to, you know, the fuck on camera.
No, because I
tell you, you can't advance your career. It's like, I remember there was a girl that did nothing but girl on girl. Mm-hmm. And she was on a documentary. Mm-hmm. Next year, didn't see her no more. Because like mm-hmm. I said, at some point, there ain't but so many companies that do solos. And mm-hmm. like I said, it hits. People don't want to hear the truth. The truth is, it hits a ceiling at some point. Mm-hmm. Because unless you are very creative with your solo content, it's going to hit a wall. mm-hmm. You don't want to hear that. And plus, fucking does open you up to getting mm-hmm. the paid gigs. Because ultimately, I would think you being in this business, you want to get a paid gig at some point. Mm-hmm. And shoot a major company. I would think that would be, even damn Miss B. Nash trying to goddamn work with some companies.
Yeah. So to me, it just financially and for my career, it just makes sense to try to shoot a boy girl. So I'm just really picky, you know, about my the dicks and
I don't blame you.
I'm extremely picky about the dicks. And it's just so funny because since I had the stroke, like, even though I have feeling, like, I've kind of, like, lost some of the feeling in my pussy. So, I'm like, oh, this is the perfect time. Like, let me just go ahead and just, like, take as much as I can and then be done. Like, okay, I did it.
For the time here and there, they gave a challenge. I'm like, I'm gonna see if she feels it. Y'all just don't know she a great actress. You thought she came. No, she went, motherfucker.
You know? So I was like, let me take advantage of it while I can.
Yeah, because I mean, because at the end of the day, one, I think that's something any female should add to their repertoire. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just you do it once or twice a year. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because you don't leave money on the table. That's money you leave on the table when you're not doing boy girl, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know a girl say, "Well, I don't want to fuck all them dicks." No one said you had to. Mm-hmm. The key's fucking the right ones, idiot. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a professional male talent.
And you got to be selective. Like you just gotta, you know, can't be fucking on everybody. You know, yeah. That's it. I mean, you can. If that's what you want to do, but not if you, and you know, business-wise.
But see, like, business-wise, you don't want to do that because then you don't want to be overshot.
Exactly. And I feel like I've held out for as long as I could. Like, not that I could, to the point where I feel like the offers, because this is my first, like, professional boy-girl scene, I can ask for, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is my first, like, oh, this nobody's ever seen this. This is something mm-hmm. new. So I figured, let me do it. Get it out the way. It got to be somebody good. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we got to have good chemistry mm-hmm. and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to make a strong impact because we haven't seen much.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And, of course, once you do it, they're going to want you to do it again or what have you. You know what I'm saying? But because you have such a variety of content, you're not oversaturating. You it's not a need for it. You get what I'm coming mm-hmm. from? Where girls make a mistake is, I need to have the boy-girl content. Mm-hmm. So now I have to shoot with every fucking male talent there is. Mm-hmm. Now I'm on everybody's site, and the same mm-hmm. scenes is on everybody's site is on my site. Mm-hmm. Why would they want to come to your shit other than they want to see you?
Yeah.
You know, period. Because I mean, don't get it twisted. The girl make more money than guys, yes. But the mm-hmm. more exclusive you are, the more money you make.
Exactly.
You know, period. Exactly. I'm like, damn, y'all shoot with every Tom, Dick, and Harry, then wonder why you ain't making money. You still doing a free subscription.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty then you mad.
Like, nah, that's facts.
Yeah.
That is the truth. That
and then get mad when the dude charge the scene less.
I've been seeing that too. So yeah, you gotta be selective, you know? It's like, you know, it's like getting a really good, it's like people waiting for Black Friday. You gotta have a Black Friday, like something with your pussy. Like, it's like that's what it is. That's what it is.
You should have black Friday. Oh my God.
That's what it is.
Oh my goodness. Oh, girl. See, every time I bring somebody up here, they be thinking we ain't actually to talk about it and have a whole hour to the discussion. See, that's what I'm talking about. And next time she will be coming to the Premium Smoke Room, ladies and gentlemen. And maybe she might show us something. And maybe she won't. You don't know unless you subscribe. The Premium Smoke Room on Loyal Fans. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. It gets more candid. It gets more wilder. It gets more crazier. Tits might come out. Dildos might come out. You don't know unless you subscribe. We also have special event episodes, such as the VIP Smoke Room. Plus, if I start going this, as well as live in-person episodes, are going to be only when I do them. We will only be on Loyal Fans. As well as you can also check me out in action in the video store. So you can see everything that I talk about, I actually fucking did. That's why I'm aficionado on this goddamn business. I'm just ain't a podcaster talking about it, motherfucker. I did it for 15 years. So with that being said, Madame Chantal, tell everybody what they can spend money on you, baby.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter, MS_LITTLEZ. It's the same on Instagram. The link to all my sites is in my bio, and you can find all my stuff there.
Yes. So it's glad to have you back. Glad that you
recovered from
that stroke, baby. And I hope you continue
to recover.
And you know she will be back on here. So with that being said, now we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? If you haven't learned anything, smoke this over. Say goodbye to Chantel.
Bye.